2, Scene 2. Lancelot Gobbo was Shylock's servant. He didn't like being Shylock's servant. He wanted to run away. He was arguing with himself about running away when he nearly knocked over an old man. "Excuse me, young man. How do I get to Shylock's house?" the old man asked. Lancelot looked at the man and realized it was his father, Old Gobbo. Old Gobbo was carrying a basket, but he was so blind that he didn't know his own son. Lancelot thought, "I can have some fun with him." "Turn right at the next corner and left at the next. Then, at the last corner, don't turn anywhere and you'll find the Jew's house," Lancelot said. He was shouting and speaking as quickly as he could. "That's a hard place to find. Can you tell me if Lancelot lives with him?" Old Gobbo asked. "Do you mean young Master Lancelot?" he shouted.
"Just Lancelot," replied Old Gobbo.
"You can't talk about Master Lancelot. He has died and gone to heaven," Lancelot told his father.
"No," cried Old Gobbo, and dropped his basket.
"Do I look like I am dead, father?" Lancelot asked as he picked up Old Gobbo's basket. "I am almost blind. I don't recognize you," Old Gobbo replied. "Even if you weren't blind, you still might not recognize me. A wise father knows his child and, in the end, the truth will come out," Lancelot said. "I'm sure you're not my son Lancelot," Old Gobbo said as he looked at the man.
"Come on, father. Stop playing games. I am Lancelot. I will always be your son," Lancelot replied.
"I can't believe you're my son," Old Gobbo told Lancelot. "I don't know what to say. I am your son, Lancelot. I am Shylock's servant. Your wife Marjorie is my mother," Lancelot shrugged.
"My wife is called Marjorie. Thank God you aren't dead, Lancelot," Old Gobbo said.
"How you've changed. What is your master like?"
"I have brought a present for him."
"Well, I have made up my mind to run away. I won't rest until I am far away."
"You shouldn't give him a present. He doesn't pay me enough.
I can't afford to buy food. I am starving."
"Father, I am glad you are here. You can give your present to Master Bassanio. I'm going to work for him, or I am going to run far away. Here comes Bassanio now," Lancelot said to his father.
Bassanio was walking towards Shylock's house. His servant, Leonardo, was with him as well as some other servants.
"Make sure that dinner is ready by 5 o'clock. Get the new uniforms ordered, the letters delivered, and ask Rasciano to come to my house later," Bassanio said to his servants.
"Go and talk to him," Lancelot whispered to his father.
Old Gobbo walked over to where Bassanio was and bowed to him.
"God bless your worship," Old Gobbo cried.
"Thank you. Did you want something?" Bassanio asked.
"This is my son. He is the servant of Shylock the Jew. He needs a new master. The Jew treats him very badly. I have a dish of doves for you, sir. I have a favour to ask. Will you give my son a job?" Old Gobbo said.
"I will. Shylock told me how good you are. Go with your father and tell Shylock you are now my servant.
I will make sure you have the best uniform of all my servants," Bassanio replied.
Lancelot didn't know what to say.
Bassanio took Leonardo to one side and spoke to him in a quiet voice.
Come on, father. We must go to Master Shylock.
I will tell him I have a new job and leave his house as quickly as I can, Lancelot said, and took his father's arm and led him towards Shylock's house.
Thank you, Leonardo. Please take care of all of that for me.
When you have done everything, please come back as fast as you can. I am dining with Gratianio tonight.
Off you go, Bassanio said.
I'll do my best, said Leonardo. He walked off to do what Bassanio had asked him to do. As he was walking down the street, he came across Gratianio.
Hello, Leonardo. Where is your master? Gratianio asked.
He's over there, down the street, Leonardo said, and pointed in the direction he had just come from.
Bassanio, Gratianio called out, as he walked towards Bassanio.
Gratianio, Bassanio returned the greeting.
I need a favour, said Gratianio, as he approached his friend.
Whatever you need, Bassanio replied.
Please don't say no.
I want to go to Belmont with you, said Gratianio.
You can come with me, but there are some rules, Gratianio.
You are very rude, wild, and outspoken.
Your friends don't think these are bad things, but strangers will not be so forgiving.
Please try to be a calmer person when we are there.
I don't want your behaviour to spoil things in Belmont and ruin my chances to marry Portia, Bassanio warned him.
Signor Bassanio, I promise that I will be the very best man I can be in Belmont.
I will be calm, talk respectfully, swear only when there is a great need, carry prayer books in my pocket, and even dress like a normal man.
I will be on my best behaviour.
If I am not, then you can never trust me again, Gratianio replied.
Well, we shall see how well you behave, Bassanio sighed.
You will, but we can't count tonight.
You must not judge me based on my behaviour tonight, Gratianio smiled at his friend.
No, of course not. That would not be fair.
Be the best at being wild, rude, and outspoken tonight. We will all have a very good time. I will see you later at dinner.
I have other things I have to do now, Bassanio replied.
I must find Lorenzo and the others.
I will see you at dinner, Gratianio replied.